Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today on the show, we're talking about bedroom boredom and what to do to spice up your love life. If you're in a relationship, if you're married, if you're even thinking about dating someone, but you're nervous because you don't know how they get down and you don't want to be stuck with someone that you're not sexually compatible with, today is your day to find out solutions and answers to kick it back up and get it going. Statistics show that most people said that they had affairs hoping to improve their sex life because they felt their primary relationships were lacking between the sheets. And in the studio with me today, I have a panel of guests. I'll reintroduce them again just in case you're joining us. I have Dr. Rebecca Johnson Osei. I have DV Passion, Sexperts. They're the dynamic duo Sexperts. And I have Kitty Pride. She's a sex coach and blogger. Now, I want to reach out to you, DV Passion. You guys are a couple. You met after knowing each other for 3 months. So it must have been some sparks flying up in there.
Yes.
Were you nervous that maybe you guys were not going to, you kicked it off and everything else? Did you ever have a point in your relationship where things did get bored in your bedroom?
Yes.
Yeah, it was newly got our baby and just moved here from New York and just working. She's taking care of the kids and she's tired and I'm tired. So it was just normal things that a couple goes through. It's just that time that we had to just sit down and say, wait, hold on a second. We haven't had sex in about a month.
What's going on?
What's going on?
I think we were so busy with life that even with our kids and everything, we just totally forgot.
We had we like sex because we have kids, of course. But we had kids back to back to back, and it was like, oh snap, we're losing us. We're losing our sex life. And I think I came to you, or did you come to me?
Yeah, I came to you because right shortly after I had my last daughter, I was diagnosed with endometriosis. And so I didn't know how back then how to curve, you know, and actually be sexually satisfied because I was hurting. And so instead of hurting, I just didn't do it. And so I wasn't communicating. And, you know, further along, I learned how to communicate and say, this is what I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. But then I was hurting and I was like, you know what? I'm not even putting no energy. But forgot that I had other options that I can use in the meantime to make the whole experience even better.
So you said once a month. It got down to once a month. And I hear this is pretty common amongst couples, especially people who are married or have children together. Mm-hmm. It goes from how often were you having sex when you first met each other?
Every day.
Every day.
Like, every day. Oh, my God.
Okay, yes. All right.
Why do you think I married him?
So you were having sex every day.
Two to three times.
All right, he's just bragging now, y'all. He's just straight up bragging. So you were having sex every day, two to three times a day.
Yes.
And then it went to week, and it went to 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And when we first got married, it was like, yes. Because now we're both living on our own. Mm-hmm. We have our own apartment. You know, we were just all over the place.
We're living our best lives.
And then, like I said, when we got to that slowdown, as I like to call it, the slowdown pace, is where we just started. It was like every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
And then it was like the same routine because I was like, I didn't want to go on my back. I didn't want to go on my stomach. It was just because of uncomfortability. So it became boring. And I was like, wait, no, we need to enhance this, baby, because we can't lose that, you know?
And I was doing doubles. I was trying to take care of the family, new family, and that's what it's been supposed to do. So I just was just working and working, and it just got tiring, and it was like, hey, you want to have sex? And it's like, eh.
For both of you, you're saying no?
Yeah,
yes.
Like, eh. It became like a...
I had the kids all day. So I'm running around. I had a 1-year-old and a No, it was a 3-year-old, something, 2-year-old and a 1-year-old in actually months. So I was running around the kids and had to make sure I take care of them. And it was like, wait, what happened to us? And he's like, babe, every night it was like, so you want it? I'm like, yeah. It's like, okay. And then we got to the point where we was like, wait, pause. We need a date night.
Mm-hmm. And we started.
Well, hold on, hold on. I don't want you to give the secret of what you did. I don't want you to give the secret. But I am going to ask, as a man, were you tempted to step outside of your marriage for sex?
No, no.
Okay.
No.
That's a real man right there. Okay.
Hashtag. Explain why?
Yes.
Because earlier in our relationship, in our marriage, she's bisexual. So she kind of opened up our relationship, but even with opening up our relationship, she's still my main focus, and I'm not going outside to have sex with somebody else when I have a wife at home. Like, I got to satisfy her first before I try to satisfy anyone else, and that's the way I took it, so I don't cheat.
Oh, you know? Things just got real. Well, what we're going to do is we're not going to give any more details away. You got to stay locked in this show to hear more about this. So when we talk about options, or, you know, be whether you're single or you're married, specifically if you're in a relationship with someone, and like DV Passion has mentioned, you know, things kind of slowed down and they had to figure out ways to reignite their love life. Mm-hmm. When we talk about options, you mentioned that your wife is bisexual.
Yes.
How has that helped? Was that the alternative approach to an open relationship? Was that a better fit for you all? Were you bisexual when you married her?
Oh, well, yeah, I've been bisexual since the age of 12.
Okay.
And when I married my husband, he accepted me for who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't no convincing. Every relationship that I had before it, they didn't understand it. They either, you know, they said I was nasty for what my options. And I'm thinking, dude, this is two females. Are you serious? And in their head, it was like, no, I don't want that. And I respect their option. That's why I wasn't with them. But my husband respected my opinion, and he respected my bisexuality.
So sometimes an alternative situation works for couples.
You can add it on.
When we come back after the break, we'll talk about some of those options available if monogamy, or if you're getting bored and you're looking for other options, and also the other side, the downside of it as well.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We're talking about options for bedrooms. You shared how you are a DV Passion. You guys have an alternative relationship in regards to, it's not just a straight monogamous type relationship. Mm-hmm. You're bisexual and you guys engage in sex with multiple people.
Yes.
And we were talking about how maybe that could be a way for people to spice up their love life. Dr. Becky, there are pros and cons. Tell us a little bit about the pros and cons on it. And we'll talk more about the different types. If you're not bisexual, there are so many different types of alternative lifestyles, and we'll share that as well.
So, pros and cons. I mean, I think the pros are somewhat self-explanatory. You know, it's something different. People talk about being used to each other and that making things a little bit less exciting. And having somebody new in the room naturally is going to spice things up, right? It's something new. It's potentially scary. And believe it or not, we don't tend to think of fear as being an aphrodisiac, but it is. The scary movie thing is for real. It's why your boyfriend took you there when you were 16, right? So, you know, it's something different. It gets your adrenaline up. The negatives, you just have to be really careful. You have to make sure you've talked about it, that you've set boundaries, very clear boundaries. People say boundaries all the time. You need to be really clear and be able to talk not just before, but during. Meaning you go into it like, yeah, I'll be fine. This is going to be great. And then all of a sudden, you know, your husband's kissing this woman and you feel kinds of jealous.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to say, hey, babe, can we step out for a minute? You know, I'm not as comfortable as I thought. Just because you started doesn't mean you have to keep going. Couples think like, you know, I committed to this and I have to stay with it. The problem is you stay with something that you're not comfortable with, and then there's resentment and there's all these kinds of feelings. Mm-hmm. And if you don't communicate about that afterwards, again, these are all things that just poison a relationship. So it can be really, really, really good for the right people.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be cautious. You want to make sure you're not doing it on a whim because you're worried and going, oh, well, we'll try this. You know, it needs to be something that you've really talked about and thought about ahead of time.
So when we talk about options, we talked about, you know, your particular arrangement is you and your wife have sex with other women, correct?
Mm-hmm. No, we're actually open.
Oh,
we
okay. open.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Because I'm bisexual, I do like men and females. at the same time. But
that's another show.
But that's another show.
Wow.
But I will say this with.
Thanks for the applause, Sean.
Yes. with us, we are open to many possibilities. We need
details because this is new for a lot of people. You mm-hmm. know, I know it's exciting and it's new, but when we talk about multiple partners, that's in the African American community, that's a huge taboo. We don't do that. Yes. So you're saying that you and your husband have sex with men and women?
Well, I'm bisexual. He's straight.
I'm straight.
Okay.
And yes, we have opened up our bedroom to couples that we interact with that. It hit off, and we hit it off well. But, and then we've introduced our bedroom to single females as well as single guys. But it's all on communication.
But I would say this disclaimer real quick is that it's not going to save your relationship.
It's
if
not
you're
for
trying
anyone.
To spice up your bedroom experience, it's not going to save your relationship. You have to have, once again, communication. And you have to see where you and your partner's at. Don't bring anyone else expecting someone else to save your relationship
mm-hmm. yeah.
if your foundation is broken. So yes. we try to teach our clients that you have to have a solid foundation in order to open up your relationship because your foundation is everything.
Mm-hmm. When we talk about mm-hmm. opening up your relationship, mm-hmm. I'm fascinated now. We'll mm-hmm. have to look at that line in the movie. But at first you got my attention, now you have my curiosity.
Okay.
As a husband.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like? Like before you met her, were you in an alternative relationship?
No, I was a good boy.
Baby.
but just normal, regular young man, just
okay,
doing his thing
okay.
until I got married and it was like, hey, what do you think about this?
So yeah. I'm sure the piece when she told you, hey, I'm bisexual, mm-hmm. you instantly thought two women.
Yeah, but it wasn't. The way she explained it to me was it wasn't like, okay, this is my golden ticket to a threesome. It was, okay, this is you. This is who you are.
Okay.
I'm not going to take advantage of who you are for my own selfish pleasure.
Okay. Well, it was a golden ticket. I ain't going to lie. A lot of men were thinking it was a golden ticket.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We have a caller, Daryl from Cartersville. Daryl, welcome to the show. What's your thoughts about bedroom boredom?
Well, you know, I totally agree with you. This is my second marriage, and I tell you, one of the first things that I brought up in our dating process was, you know, how was she sexually? And I explained to her right off the top, you know, listen, I'm a sexually active man. I enjoy it. And she kind of duped me and told me she enjoys it just as much as anybody else, but then when during the courting stage, everything was okay. But then when we got married, you know, it was like, it was something, it was an unspoken rule in regards to talking about sex and doing the foreplay, you know, me calling her up or me texting her, you know, sending her some little sex innuendos. And then I noticed this. And then even when we got into bed and it was time to become intimate, she just laid there she expected me to either approach her with it or just sit up there. And I'm like, and I told her, I said, well, you know, sometimes you have to initiate or you have to let me know if you're in the mood or not, because one thing I don't want to do is I don't want to have rejection, but then I don't want to feel like it's a hobby, it's a job for you to do, to be intimate with me. And communication is so important, but you know, you have to be very careful because, you know, you get these people that they talk all the right talk. And the thing about it is once you get into a committed relationship with them and furthermore marriage, then you find out that, you know, you were sold a bill of goods.
Wow. Well, you know, Daryl, you're right about that. Sexual compatibility is key. And I'm just curious, was that one of the reasons why you're no longer married?
Well, the first marriage, yes, that was one of the reasons. We would go from having intimacy every other day to once a week to four times a month. And now this is becoming a pattern here where even in this relationship, it's the same thing. And I'm wondering, I'm like, man, am I duped with with finding these women that talk these real good games. And now when we get to the situation of marriage, you know, because marriage to me is forever. And in order to be forever, you have to have someone that's compatible with you in every sense of the matter, you know, and I'm just finding that that's totally not the case. And now I'm having to deal with how do I handle this situation? Because one, like I said, we don't talk about it. We don't talk about sex. We don't talk about anything relating to that. And two, it's like, you know, she just lays there and she doesn't initiate anything. And I'm like, okay. So, I mean, I'm thinking, well, maybe it's her job. Well, maybe it's because the ambiance, you know, so I tried to set the mood and everything. And other than oral stimulation, that's the only thing.
Let me just cut you right off there, Daryl, because I don't want you to go too far into it. But what I will say is this. I want you to continue to listen today because we are talking about bedroom boredom, and we're also going to talk about sexual compatibility. And I'm not sure if you're still married or if you're in a new relationship, but we're going to talk about that. And I want you to listen in because we are going to offer some solutions and some answers so that you won't be in another situation where you're just simply not sexually compatible with that person, so that you can have and live your best life, living your best life, you know? Yes. So, Dr. Becky, how important is that when you know, Daryl, thank you for your call, by the way, Daryl. Thank you. And keep listening, okay?
Sure.
Dr. Becky, how important is it for couples to be sexually compatible? Is that a deal breaker?
So honestly, that's going to vary per couple, how much it matters, or per person. Does that make sense? But I guess in answering your question, it kind of goes both ways. So two people might not think sex is all that important. That matters. Two people might think it's really important. That matters. If one person thinks it's really important, the other one doesn't, now we're automatically a little less compatible, even if what you like is the same. Does that make sense? We tend to think mm-hmm. sexual compatibility is, you know, where do you like to put things and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. But it can also just be desire in and of itself. The problem with the desire piece is that it does fluctuate. And mm-hmm. that goes all the way back to the communication because, you know, different stages of life, different things happening. You know, we can all think back to being like 18 and what we thought back then, what you think in like your 30s, 40s, mm-hmm. 50s, it changes. Aside from just what happens within a relationship, within a couple. So I think it's easy to say in the beginning, oh, evaluate your compatibility. Do you have the same? But the truth is 5-10 years later, you might find that you're kind of on different pages at least when it comes to, for example, how often you want it. You might still like the same type of stuff. You know, you had mentioned earlier things people do to spice things up. You might still like that same things, but one person might be like, I'm good once a week or once a month. You know, I'm tired.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.